We're getting you ready for the game on The Build Up with news from around the league, interviews, highlights, and more. Here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Here's Will Smith in the offensive end, taking a look, moving behind the goal, centering for Celebrini. He scores! Mecklen Celebrini, his first National Hockey League hat trick from Will Smith. And the Sharks make it a 7-6 game, and there's still time. Get it loose. He pokes at it. He hangs on. He gives it to Foldy, who rims it around all the way to Celebrini on the point. Throws it across. Liljegren holds it. Dishes off. Smith shoots. Score! Will Smith just tied the game. 7-7 with a spectacular wrist shot that went off the post and into the net. 50.4 seconds remaining in the game, and Will Smith has 4 points.
All right, what's happening, everyone? We are getting ready for the San Jose Sharks to take on the Edmonton Oilers, the first of the final four games of the year. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 go time right here on the Sharks Audio Network as we are looking for San Jose to finish out their season strong. Right now, as we take a look at the standings, we did see that Chicago did win last night, so that is giving the Sharks that much more of a buffer at the bottom of the standings. Chicago right now 56 points compared to the 51 of San Jose. So, yeah, San Jose does have a little bit of breathing room. I don't think San Jose is going to pass Chicago in the standings. Of course, it's not a guarantee that the Sharks are going to get the number one overall pick, but they will have the most balls in the hopper, so to speak, the greatest chance of doing so. And, you know, at this point, if they land in the final, at the bottom of the standings, they will end up with a guaranteed top three pick overall. So, listen, we'll see whatever happens from here to the end, but San Jose, again, they are getting the most out of this season, and the NHL was completely abuzz, and the media world, just about everything that went down the other night from the San Jose Sharks. A hat trick from Mecklen Celebrini, the first number one overall pick to do so since 2016, back when Austin Matthews did it. And then you go beyond that and you look at, you know, his 5-point night. That's a huge explosion for him. Then you look at Will Smith, who had a goal and 3 assists. That's a huge night for him. Mecklen Celebrini sets the Sharks rookie record for points. I mean, this is just an idea of what the Sharks are going to be in the future. And it's something that we keep on talking about, the future, the future, the future. And it has become more and more crystallized. Before, it was more nebulous. With the drafting of Mecklen Celebrini last year and seeing how good he was immediately, everyone got an idea of, okay, this may expedite things. But then when you saw what Mecklen Celebrini could do by the time we got to the end of the 2024 calendar year, everyone was like, oh, okay, this is happening very, very quickly. And then really in the second half of the year, what Will Smith has rapidly turned into before our very eyes. I mean, we are looking at high profile players that are playing at a level that I think is beyond what most people would expect them to do so in this first year. I know I had high hopes for both Mecklen Celebrini and Will Smith, but what they've been able to do so far has been very, very exciting. And I don't think anybody should look at these guys and think that they are not going to continue that ascent. I think you see the work ethic that both of these guys have put forth throughout the entirety of the year. I think you see exactly what they are bringing to the table, and it's hard not to be excited about it. I think everyone looks at the San Jose Sharks right now, sees the young talents, and even beyond what we see in both a Mecklen and a Will, you saw what we have with Shakir Mukmadulin. There's a lot of excitement there. You saw what's there in Colin Graf. There's a lot of excitement there. You see what's going on with Yaroslav Askarov. There's a lot of excitement there. You just see so much for San Jose with what can be there in the future. Cam Lund is another one. I really like what Jack Thompson has been able to do this year at the NHL level, but I think that, you know, you get very much excited about what San Jose is going to become. And again, this year, it's still a down year. Like we started off, we're talking about San Jose finishing the season likely with the number 1, 2, or 3 overall pick, and I think that's just, that's where they are right now. San Jose is a bottom of the standings team. But again, the excitement, the hope, the desire, the talent that we are watching develop right now is very, very exciting for San Jose. And they've got 4 more chances to show it. And I hope that Mecklen and Will continue to go all out from now until the end of the year. The Oilers are a tough opponent. Calgary's a tough opponent. Vancouver's a tough opponent. And then they finish up at the final game of the year, which is back at home on Wednesday night against the Oilers. Well, that's 4 more chances. You know, there's a very good chance that each Mecklen and Will walk away with 4 more points, or 5, or 6 each, or more. I mean, that's the thing. Both of these guys are having such rapid development and understanding the timing and understanding what they need to do out there on the ice that it's hard not to get excited about what they can become. And I think that it's funny that early in the year, people were saying, oh, well, you need to start, you know, Will Smith back at the AHL level. You need to drop him down. And, you know, the Sharks had an idea of what they wanted to do. They wanted to give him days off from time to time. They wanted him to learn the game. And guess what? He's learned. And I assume the next year we'll see more of Will Smith at the centerman position. But, you know, right now they are showing that one way or another, he is a true player. And then you go to the guys like, you know, a William Eklund, who, again, you see so much of what he's capable of becoming. You're getting more and more excitement about what these guys are going to be as they develop in their careers. And as San Jose brings more talent into the Sharks, as they have more established players, as these young players develop, as we're going to get a look at a Chernyshov and a Musty coming up in short order, you get excited about what all these guys are going to be in San Jose. You love it. I mean, one way or another, you are looking at the future happening in real time. And I think that's why the NHL was so buzzing about what they saw the other night, because it was showing you what Macklin and Will can do together. And then again, I don't forget about the Colin Graffs and the Shakir Mukhmudulins and the Yaroslav Askarovs as well. And, you know, all these young players, I think they have very, very bright futures that everyone should be very excited about. And then, yes, there is some bad news. As we see now, Shakir Mukhmudulin, he's out for the rest of the year. And we learned that Mario Ferraro is done for the year. He broke his ankle the other night, so that is not good news. Some of the reporting we have seen makes it sound like it's going to be a brief recovery, so it shouldn't be something that hampers Mario for the long term in the offseason. But you would prefer the guys go into the offseason healthy as opposed to not healthy. But Jan Ruda is going to slot back into the Sharks lineup, and I'm a Jan Ruda fan. I think that he, you know, has been derailed by injury, but, you know, the guy's a Stanley Cup champion. I think he brings leadership to the group, and I hope that he can have a strong finish to the season, because I think he wants to show that he can still play in this league. And again, it's four more chances for all these guys. It's four more chances for many, many young players to prove what they can do. And also watching Nikolai Kovalenko have a nice night the other night. Obviously, he had been injured. He'd maybe fallen out of favor with the Sharks lineup. But again, I want to see what he can slot in and bring to the table and do before we get to the end of the year. You know, the Sharks, and what we've talked about for a long time now, is they are giving themselves as many options as possible to develop their talent, to develop their ability to prepare for the future. And right now, this is overall, and not an estimation, but an evaluation of what these guys can be going forward and what their offseason plan can be and what they can turn into in terms of the time from this close of the season in the next couple of days here and when we get to next season. But that's all part of the excitement. It's all part of the fun. Right now, it's just watching what San Jose can figure out in these last four games. And for Ryan Warsowski, I think it's got to be, probably two sides of the coin. Like, on the one hand, he's gotten these guys to fight all year long. He's gotten them to, you know, push and never give up and fight to the end. Yes, there have been a couple blowouts, but that's going to happen. But for the most part, the Sharks' effort level, you've been much more excited about this year than the last. And I think that as we go into these final games, we're going to get that much more of a view of what Ryan Warsowski wants to do next year. The adjustments he's made since the Four Nations break have allowed the Sharks to be tighter defensively. And I know that sounds a little bit weird coming off a game in which they gave up 8 goals. But, you know, sometimes that's just how games go. You know, there were 15 goals scored in that game the other night. I don't think that means that both of those teams are a disaster defensively. I think it's just one of those games where the goals are going in. You know, the pendulum swings in the NHL. The Sharks only gave up, you know, 3 goals in the games prior. Did they turn into a completely different game and a completely different team? No. Did Marc-Andre Fleury suddenly lose it as he's heading into the final, you know, chapter of his career, or the final games? No. That's just how the game goes. Sometimes you're going to see a lot of runs. Sometimes you're going to see a lot of scoring, and that's what you got the other night. But I think, considering the way the Sharks' offense has been a great part of this year, it shows you that they are capable of blowing up for goals, that they can beat good goalkeepers. And too often there has been that, you know, a great goalkeeper performance has kept the Sharks out. Well, as the Sharks get better, you're going to see fewer and fewer of those great goalkeeper performances against them. You're going to see more goals from Macklin, more goals from Will, more from William Eklund, and so forth. You're going to see more of that production. You're going to see more of the young players slotting into the lineup. And, you know, again, we start looking at next year for San Jose, and the excitement level that I feel is through the roof. The excitement level that I think everyone should feel should be through the roof. You see all these young players, and now we're going to watch it with Quentin Musty, and we're going to see, you know, Chernyshov, and we're going to watch what Colin Graff does in the playoffs. All these guys are bringing something to the table. And it gives Mike Greer and the San Jose Sharks that many more opportunities to develop these players, sees them in big game situations, sees them at the AHL level in the playoffs, sees them in the NHL in regular season games when they're trying to prove themselves for the future. It's not just running out the clock at this point. Right now, San Jose is going to be putting these guys to the test and saying, we are giving you an opportunity to prove that you can be here in the future. Are you going to be able to prove that, or are you going to give us a reason to think otherwise? And I think a lot of these players are trying to prove that they still belong, because it's one thing when you're getting through, you know, the middle of the season and it's January and February and you get through the dog days. But, you know, now, you know, these are your final chances to showcase yourself. These are the final chances to show that you belong in this league, that you belong in a teal sweater. And for some of these guys, they have that to prove. And it's not like I'm saying that some of these guys don't have that to prove. Everyone should be trying to prove it, but some of these guys are trying to prove it more than others. You know, a guy like Noah Gregor, you know, he gets a chance with San Jose again. I am sure he would love to be in San Jose next year, and I would love it if he were in San Jose again to be a leader, to be a bottom six guy who can show with their work ethic and their overall fight out there on the ice that they can be part of this team going forward. I would think that would be great for his career, and I know that he's got a lot of friends in San Jose and people like playing in San Jose, but you know, right now it's about proving it. And San Jose, while they are not going to prove themselves as a playoff team, they're also proving themselves to the fans. And I think that's one thing that we saw this year. The Sharks had a 3% or 2% increase in attendance, which put them as one of the top five teams in the NHL in terms of an increase. But, you know, there's so much competition in the Bay Area. It's something we constantly talk about. There is, you know, the Warriors, and there's the 49ers, and there is the Giants, and there is the Earthquakes, and there's the Valkyries, and there's Bay FC, and there's Stanford, and there's Cal, and there's San Jose State, and there's Santa Clara, and there's USF. And you go down the list of all the great sport competition that there is in the Bay Area. And then you start talking about the concerts and the museums and the food and on and on and on. There is so much competition for your dollar in the Bay Area. But I think next year we're going to see even more of an increase in that attendance with San Jose, because the amount of people that come up to me this year and simply want to talk about Macklin Celebrini, want to talk about Will Smith, want to talk about Askarov, that know more than they did a year ago, that just see more on social media, that just hear more talk, that is definitely up from where it was a year ago and where it was 2 years ago. I mean, a rebuild, we all knew that it was not going to be fun. We all knew that it was not going to be a joy to go through. We knew there would be tough times, and we've gotten through the tough times. I think last year was the toughest. This year, you started to see a little bit more of that light at the end of the tunnel with the drafting of Macklin Celebrini and knowing that he and Will Smith were going to be with the team. But watching the way they have performed, that's going to give fans something that they want to come out and see. And that's not a knock on any of these other players that have been fighting hard for San Jose. But before, when you were the Sharks, you could go out and see Jumbo and Marlowe and Pavs and Couture and Hurdle and Burns and Boyle and Klo and Heatley and Chichu. And you go down the list of all these great names that we associate with the San Jose Sharks. And I'm not talking about even Timo or Carlson, some of the later guys that were here, or even Evander Kane. I know that he was, you know, short-lived, but for a while there, he was a superstar in the NHL on the San Jose Sharks. But there were a lot of great players to see in San Jose. When you take that away and you've got superstars in Golden State Warriors and you got superstars with the San Francisco 49ers, yeah, people are not going to put as much money into the Sharks. That's understandable. But now that you see more of these superstars developing before your eyes, Askarov looks like he has the ability to be a game-changing goalie. Macklin and Will and Mook Medulin and Graf and Eklund. I mean, these guys, they're all giving you something to spend your money on. They're all giving you something that you want to see. And, you know, tonight you're going to go against a team in the Oilers who have Connor McDavid, who have Leon Draisaitl. You know, those are two of the best players on the planet. And people pay to see that team when they're visiting, when they are at home, wherever it is, people want to see Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. There is no doubt about that. And now I think people in the next couple of years are going to want to pay to see Will and Mac and Ecky and all these guys that are part of the Sharks' next generation of talents, whether that's here in San Jose or when they go out onto the road. And you can see the way that, you know, people talk about it around the NHL, the way that people talk about it in media circles, and just, you know, not what we would consider classic hockey fans talk about it in the Bay Area. But, you know, right now the Sharks have buzz, and you would hope that that buzz turns into something that much more as we get forward in their narrative of developing into a team for the future. But we talk about the present, and I want to see a good start from San Jose tonight. Obviously, they did that the other night, taking a 1-0 lead with a goal from Tyler Toffoli, who is going to start again or is going to play again tonight. I don't know who will be starting, but the forward grouping should be the same. What we heard earlier today, Romanov is going to get the start for San Jose, so we will see what he can do. And I think that for him, he's trying to prove what he can do for the future in San Jose, and I think that he's put out some very good performances for the Sharks, so I'm excited for him as the Sharks continue to fight their way to the finish here and try and figure out their goalie situation going forward, which is another one of those questions that we talk about. I imagine that Askarov next year is going to be the number one goalie for San Jose, but beyond that, we have to try and figure out who's going to be the other goalie, because it's not like you're going to play one guy 82 games. For Edmonton, they are currently the third-place team in the Pacific Division, and they have a two-point buffer on where Minnesota is right now. They do have a game in hand, but this game is going to be a lot bigger for them than it is for San Jose, and I say that with all due respect to the San Jose Sharks. But what you want to avoid is just getting beat up on the way that Edmonton took it to San Jose at the end of last year. Obviously, the Sharks played Edmonton just over a week ago and lost 3-2. They didn't have Connor McDavid in that game. He was, however, available against the Blues the other night, and he had 3 assists in a 4-3 Edmonton win, so I would expect that he is on the warpath trying to get back to the top of his game as they head towards the playoffs. And yeah, Connor McDavid is going to be very, very dangerous as the Sharks try and deal with him tonight. But again, this is what the Sharks want to do. They want to put themselves up against playoff teams. They want to put themselves up against the better teams in the NHL right now. And Calgary, you know, still on the outside looking in. That's an opponent coming up. They have not been eliminated. Vancouver has now been eliminated, but still Vancouver is going to want to play with some pride going into the finish. So yes, the Sharks have 2 against Edmonton, including tonight. They're also going to play Calgary and Vancouver, but this is what you want to be going against. You know, mostly teams that are in that conversation for the playoffs, and that's going to be Calgary, Edmonton twice, and then Vancouver, who's recently been eliminated. But again, put these guys against better teams. I don't want to see them against teams that are at the bottom of the division. I don't want to see them against Chicago or Nashville or Seattle. I want to see them against teams that have been in the conversation all year. And even a team like Vancouver, who was not what they were expected to be this year, I think that you would still look at them and say, you know, that team should have been better. There should have been more this year. Yes, there have been some moves along the way, and it's self-destructed to an extent, but it's still a team that I would rather see the Sharks play against at this point, because there is more overall talent there, even if it is a relatively negative situation in Vancouver right now. But again, San Jose, they need to finish the year strong. It's something that did not happen a year ago. And not that I think that that was David Quinn's fault or anything like that. That was just a tough year mentally that everyone had been going through a lot. There were blowout losses. The talent level wasn't the same. But this year, the Sharks have an opportunity to finish up strong and carry that momentum into the offseason. I know that's something we talk about as an idea, and it's hard to really see how it can carry from one season to the next. But I think it's more of just having more of that solidified idea of who's going to be here next year, what you're looking at, what you're going to be seeing in front of these guys. And you want them to really feel like they understand what their role is, what they understand what they're going to be asked to do in the offseason, and what they are going to be tasked with when they enter the next season. That is what I think we're looking at. It's just the idea that these guys can bring forth their best game to the end of the season and know exactly where they can pick up when they get back together for training camp. That, to me, is the most important thing. See these guys playing at a very high level, seeing them bringing their A game, seeing them playing as hard as they can to the finish, and then bring that into next year. Bring that into whatever they're going to be doing to make themselves better players in the offseason. That's got to be the goal for San Jose. And obviously, we're going to have a lot of coverage here at the end of the year on the Sharks Audio Network, all the way up to the end of the season, clearly. And then we're going to be doing recaps, roundtables. We're also going to continue the Barracuda coverage here as they head towards the postseason. So a lot of excitement in that capacity, a lot of fun to be had between now and the draft lottery and the draft and continuing into the offseason. And you're going to find that all right here on the Sharks Audio Network. Me, Dan Ruzanowski, Nick Nolenberger, Brody Brazil, Randy Hahn, Drew Remenda. Of course, you'll hear Jason Demers. You'll hear Scott Hannon. You'll hear Mark Smith. All of these guys you'll be able to get right here on the Sharks Audio Network. We are about out of time. Remember, go time 6:30, pregame 6 right here on the Sharks Audio Network. I will be with Alan Hoshida on NBC tonight. One last time for me on the season. I will then see you tomorrow morning on Morning Tide for the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ted Rainey signing off.
This podcast can be found on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.
Behind the goal line to a back skating Will Smith. Swept it off the boards. There's Thompson stopping it, shooting it. Same main rebound. Score! Macklin Celebrini right in front of the net. Ties the game 2-2. And Macklin's lengthy goalless drought comes to an end. And San Jose's all in.